KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:04, it's sunny and 28 degrees. We look for it to be continued sunny today with a high near 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Atlantic Community School District Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 o'clock in the high school media room. During their session, the oath of office will be administered to board members. There were no newly elected members, and an election to be held to determine the board president and vice president for 2020-21. Board Secretary and Treasurer will also be appointed. The regular date, time, and place of board meetings set for the coming term and other administrative matters will be conducted. The Atlantic School Board is set to hear a special presentation with regard to cross-country and football and act on approving resignations to include Olivia Newberg, Central Office Secretary, Beverly Jones and Christina Simonton, para-educators, and Kim Muir with food service. They'll also act to approve contract recommendations for Pam Clark, substitute special education car driver, and Alyssa Dovenspike, interim assistant girls soccer coach. In other business, the board will discuss improvements to the West High School parking lot, which is expected to cost $746,900, and their strategic plan. They'll also receive a facility report update. Additional action items on their agenda include an overnight student trip for the Spanish class to Costa Rica in the summer of 2022, the cost of which will be paid for by each individual who travels. The trip is similar to one they are taking in 2021, which was supposed to have taken place this past summer, but of course was postponed due to COVID. Atlantic Activities Director Andy Mitchell says by going again in 2022, they keep the rotation of every other year with the band trip. And the board will act on the purchase of a Suburban from Detter Motor Company in the amount of $43,506. The purchase is part of the district's transportation plan, and school officials say with that purchase, there should be no need to add any new vehicles to the fleet in 2022. Well, the CAM school board Monday evening approved bids for snow removal at the Messina campus and for the purchase of a truck. Superintendent Paul Cron told KJAN News the board approved a bid from Brian Bauer for snow removal and a bid from Travis Dorsey of Messina for the truck. In other business, the CAM school board voted to send the revenue purpose statement, or RPS, to a special election on March 2nd, 2021.
We didn't amend it. We didn't extend it. We had to write a new revenue purpose statement to encompass all of the changes in the laws, and it allows the board to have the flexibility to spend the revenue, not knowing where it's going to go, because this would, new one would expire in 2051, so they made it as flexible as possible. It's not a new tax to the patrons. It's just a statement on how to use the saved dollars from sales tax.
The CAM school board also discussed and decided to hold facilities talks with the community after the March 2nd election, both face-to-face and or virtual, depending on what happens with COVID.
I want people to stay safe and do the things they need to do to be safe. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands, help us have school.
The Cass County Board of Supervisors met at 9 a.m. Tuesday to serve as Board of Canvassers and to proceed with the official canvass of the November 3rd, 2020 general election. After examination of the tally books submitted by the precinct election officials, the total votes received by all candidates were ascertained. County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports he was directed to drop the abstracts of the election to be submitted to the Secretary of State and to be filed in the Office of County Auditor and to notify of all local candidates who were declared elected in the general election. The certified canvas was prepared and placed in the file of the Office of Cass County Auditor. There were no changes to the election results. You can see the official results, how they've been canvassed, in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And Shelby County Auditor and Elections Commissioner Mark Maxwell Tuesday released the official results of the November 3rd election in that county following a canvass of the votes by the Board of Supervisors. You can view those numbers in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com as well. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said four people had been arrested and four underage individuals were cited over the past week. On Saturday, deputies responded to a report of a juvenile party in Griswold. Upon investigation, 20-year-old Gavin Brett Fell Nichols of Griswold was arrested on a charge of contributing to the delinquency of minors. Fell Nichols was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. An 18-year-old Colin Jacob Clarkin of Atlantic, along with two 17-year-old males, a 16-year-old male, and a 16-year-old female, were cited into juvenile court for possession of alcohol. On Monday, Cass County deputies arrested 38-year-old Brian Harold Iltz of Messina on a Cass County Sheriff's Department warrant charging him with felony willful injury and domestic abuse assault. Iles remained held in the Cass County Jail without bond. Also arrested Monday was 39-year-old Stephen Robert Pedersen of Council Bluffs. He was taken into custody on a Department of Corrections warrant for a parole violation. Pedersen was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held there, as of last report, or pickup on and without bond. On November the 5th, deputies arrested 41-year-old Charles Theodore Schroyer of Atlantic for driving while barred. Schroyer was taken to the Cass County Jail and transferred the following day to Guthrie County, where he was wanted on a warrant. Officials of the Creston Police Department said this morning there were three Creston residents arrested on Tuesday. 32-year-old Corey Johnston was arrested for driving while barred. He was later released on bond. 31-year-old Chelsea Kyle was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on the original charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. Kyle was later released on bond as well. And 36-year-old Amanda Jones was arrested at the Union County LAC on a Union County warrant for violation of protection order. She was being held in the Adams County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Creston police said also a man residing in the 400 block of South Maple Street reported Tuesday evening that sometime between 5:20 p.m. and 5:40 p.m. Tuesday, the windshield on his vehicle was cracked while it was parked in the parking lot of 600 Sheldon Street. Damage was estimated at $200. And finally, in the news, Story County Sheriff's officials report 19-year-old Chase Gerald Mullinex was charged Monday with sexual abuse in the third degree and released from custody. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For a great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.